E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration is preparing to revoke the visas of up to 200,000 foreigners. Ed Donahue has details.
If it happens, it would be the largest single mass revocation of visas in U.S. history. State Department documents obtained by the AP show in the coming weeks, so-called B-1 and B-2 visas issued between 2016 and this year would be revoked. In a social media post, Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau called out people who he says tried to use these visas to get into the country and then apply for asylum. In the past 18 months, the State Department revoked about 175,000 visas for people who have been convicted or accused of crimes, ranging from drunk driving to rape and robbery, as well as for people who spoke out publicly against U.S. policies, mostly in the Middle East. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Haiti, a deadly gang attack on a farming community in the hills above the capital. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Wells filled the air in Kenskop as survivors found the bodies of friends and family strewn on the streets. One man flung himself on the side of the road and cried as people around him picked up bodies wrapped in blood-spattered sheets. Robert Jean says he heard shooting before dawn and tried to wake everyone up, only to find out his brother was killed. The mayor blames the attack on members of Vive Ensemble, which the U.S. government designates as a foreign terrorist organization. The killings come less than a week after the U.S. government deported more than 160 people back to Haiti, saying that some were convicted gang members. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration's announced new sanctions on Iran, aiming to economically isolate it. Tehran's vowed a harsh response. Sources tell AP Canada will announce retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. tomorrow. Stocks closed mixed. The Dow rose, but the S&P and the Nasdaq were lower. This is AP News. Donna Warder on gibbons, one of the most endangered primates on Earth.
The Gibbon Conservation Center north of Los Angeles cares for about 40 gibbons across five species. Their singing can sometimes be heard a mile away, but there are few neighbors in the sparsely inhabited outskirts of Santa Clarita.
I just fell in love with the place.
Jody Clyer has been working at the center for 8 years.
The javins, they're my favorite species.
And the male javins, Medina's singing right now, is one of my favorite songs.
Gibbons are normally found in the tropical rainforests of Southeast Asia, but they face increasing threats from habitat destruction, and wildlife trade is also a threat. Some of the species at the center have a population of less than 2,000 in the wild. I'm Donna Warder.
Much more on this story at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.